You guys want to start talking about the the fact that we're a very popular podcast and we get listener emails all the time?
Yeah, and we got follow-up emails. Huh? We got a follow-up from Claudia?
We did.
Right. Claudia emailed us and was like, hey, I want to do a podcast. And Megan and I said, don't. It's a bad idea. And instead, start a cult for us in Montana.
So Claudia emails us back, sent us a very nice email. But then in the middle, she says, I just joined an all-female queer DJ collective in Copenhagen and we're thinking of making a podcast, even though it will destroy us, like you said. I will keep you posted. Okay, Claudia. First things first, lead with that. That sounds awesome.
By the way, let's remember in her first email, she was like, you know, I'm not really interesting and I don't have like anything really to talk about. So I don't know what the... You're in a dope, all-lady, queer, female DJ collective.
Yeah,
like, how is that not in the first email?
I would have started a TV show about that right now.
Yeah.
Jared will probably sign her.
Yeah, no shit. We'll just remix it. We'll write the lyrics.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go. Good idea.
You guys, you could remix Quinoa.
I know.
Oh, my God. If they do that, I'll be on the next flight to Copenhagen.
I'll send you guys stems.
Yeah, that would be sick. We gotta go there because we know a handful of people
we
over
now
in
have
Copenhagen.
Two fans in Amsterdam and Denmark for sure.
You guys, European tour
we're
starts
taking Europe by storm.
Yeah, we got as soon as we finish doing this intro, we're gonna start. We'll map out our European tour.
I can't wait.
Yeah, so if you want to email us, you can do that jammerspod@gmail.com. And then anything else you want to jam-a-lams. If you want to donate to us, talk shit to us, quinoa, all that stuff, it's all on our website.
Jammerspod.com. What else you got coming up?
Oh my God, shows. I'm leaving New York. Holy shit. I'm going to, if you are in Florida, I'm essentially just trying to book myself a paid vacation to Florida. So Tuesday, the 12th of September, I'm going to be at Ricky's in Miami. That's a super fun show. I'm so excited to do that. And then on Thursday, the 14th, I'm at Farmer's Table in Boca.
Farmer's Table.
I know. It's like this organic. My friend Jen Hellman runs it, and it's a show that she books at, and it seats like 100 people.
Cool.
And it sells out. It's a monthly show that she does. So I'm headlining that on the Thursday, the 14th. And this just in, I just officially booked a place called Back Porch Comedy in Pensacola, Florida.
Ooh.
With my buddy Ryan Pfeiffer. It's one of Megan and I have been friends with this guy forever. And then I might tag on a Mobile, Alabama gig. But the links to those three Florida gigs are in the episode description. So go there and then, I'll post about the Bama gig on Twitter when I get it. But so come out and see me, please. Or don't.
Or just know you're there and not come.
Yeah, yeah. Or just like
know where to avoid. Just know where to avoid while Wendy's in. If you happen to be in Florida, these are the places. If you don't want to see Wendy, for sure don't go.
Jammers. Wait, what's the show? Jammers, the Selfish Health Podcast. Jammers. Holy shit, I'm Wendy Starling.
Hello.
I'm Megan Rice.
And
hey,
Stephen Penta. And
real stoked to be here.
Should we try to actually bring in guests and help people?
Ooh. I mean, like, it's selfish help.
We made up a term. We can do whatever the fuck we want.
I thought we solved the country's health crisis.
Yeah, you guys are dumb. I don't pay for any health insurance. I just
when he's like, I'm dying.
I don't give a shit.
And
anyway.
I have no idea.
Oh
no, but you could always figure it out. You know what I mean? Whatever it is, it's like fucking. You'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'll just probably, I have a tumor, I'll like have a dream about it or something, probably.
Oh, yeah. Well, then you'll just go into the matrix and fix it yourself.
Right.
Well, the beauty is if you get a tumor now, you can opt into health insurance even when you have a tumor and they can't raise your rate.
I honestly, and this is not to be, and again, I'm not depressed about it. I'm not attached to being alive. I think it's great. I'm having fun. If they're like, you have a tumor, I would honestly be like, okay, then I'll catch you guys. I don't care.
Catch you on the flip, sucker.
Yeah, yeah. I'll just come back as one of your idiots' fucking kids.
Oh, God. That would happen.
Really hope Wendy pops out of Christina's womb.
Wouldn't that be it?
What would Preston do?
Just remove the voice box. The problem is just when we talk and laugh.
Could you imagine? Yeah, I was going to say, like when our daughter is like, 10 and me and her in the kitchen and we start laughing and he just has like a flashback and I find him like on the floor convulsing.
Yeah, just remove the voice box. That's easy.
Yeah. It looks like it's like a dog that yaps. You can do that with a kid too, right? Like if you're like, ah, kid's talking too much, just rip his voice box.
Right.
You should be able to do that. You should. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Children are your property. You own them.
Right. It's still alive. It's not like you killed it.
But also, I mean, it's still your property. So,
yeah.
Do what you will, parents. I'm not one to judge.
Yeah. A child is not your property.
I got to say, Stephen, you look real confused.
I mean, I'm just thinking about slavery and I'm like, wait a second.
Like, whoa, that's totally different.
But if you had, because I was thinking, I was like, okay, so if my kids are my property, then I can just have like 12 of them and put them to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think everyone did before like the 20th century?
Right.
Mm. You just had 30 children and then half of them died and then they worked your farm.
Yeah.
Just 30 child podcasters. Just sort it out, kids. Who's getting internet famous?
I do like the idea of Stephen just popping out, forcing Stephen to pop out
network.
Children and like immediately like throwing them in front of a mic.
we just have them on FaceTime.
Goo Goo Gaga's only got like 12 listens. This is bullshit.
So survival. Did we survive? Are we surviving or are we vacationing?
I mean, we're talking right now, so we survived.
We all survived.
I think we survived. Stephen, I remember speaking to you when a bit of a storm rolled in. And you sounded as if you might not make it through that storm.
Well, here's the thing. I like doing a lot of work when I'm on vacation.
Stephen got a little bit of weather when he was on vacation, and I thought he was just going to hide under
I was actually the entire time. I was more mad about the technology not working. Okay.
First of all, let's break this down. First of all, I would like to say we all look very tan.
We look very tan.
Right?
Even Stephen, which I didn't think that was possible for him to tan.
Yeah, Stephen's got a tan.
Yeah, no, I have some serious. I'm down with sunblock 100. I'm not getting tan.
Well, now Megan's really good about this, about like taking vacations and going away and like getting away from, you know, just the rat race.
Yeah, you know, just that big city living.
Yeah, but it's true. And you're really good about that. And so we actually, the three of us took little wilderness vacations at the same time. Yeah.
Weekend in the woods.
Yeah, well, woods is not, we were in a mansion that had trees around it.
It was a mansion, and then there was like six trees.
And we were invited by our friend.
The owners just planted.
Right. Yeah. So we were not in the woods. That's very dramatic. Yeah. And this was the same lake house when, do you remember when we did the No Sugar episode?
Yes.
And Stephen was like, what am I going to do? How am I going to survive out in the woods? He was in a mansion with a kid.
Okay. Yeah. I was not in that house when I went out to the lake house. I was in my friend's house.
He was in the guest house.
No, which was similar.
Yeah, he's in Jared's house, which is close by. And Jared's house is, I think, 5 to 7 minute drive closer to the giant grocery store. So he's like, I was just eating meat. In my mind, I honest to God pictured you like in a tent, and I was like, or like in a tiny trailer, like in some backwoods area. And so now that I see that, you could fuck right off with that.
Oh, can I just say 100%?
The one restaurant?
I didn't. I the entire time saw Stephen in a mansion just being like, this is so hard, and just like eating filet mignon. It's like, how do people do this?
I think that's how most people picture me. Complaining about my easy life.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know.
Oh.
No, but
how was it though, other than the storm?
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was
we
super
had a blast.
Fun.
Except I was so mad about the technology because I just want to work on vacation.
Okay, so we tried to record an episode.
So we tried to record an episode. We were going to do our survival episode while we were actively surviving.
Right.
I mean, we're actively surviving right now.
Every day is a survival episode.
Right.
Exactly.
And I think it's more difficult to deal with like surviving in the city than it is to survive out there. It's more difficult to get up and fight. Yeah.
Well, that's why it was good to go out there and chill. And relax.
So that was, it's more that,
Which you didn't. You just got stressed about, you're in the middle of nowhere, essentially. It didn't cross anyone else's mind but me that maybe the Wi-Fi wasn't going to be the strongest.
Well, you know what? I got cocky after the Ronaldo episode. And I was like, we can do anything. If we could walk around and this connection, the FaceTime works live in the city. this will go anywhere.
Yeah. We're
key part of that in the city. There's Wi-Fi just hitting you in the face walking around the city.
Right. I was a little arrogant. So lesson learned. We're apparently not jamming in the woods.
No, you can still listen. Just because you can still jam, it doesn't have to, everything just doesn't have to be recorded.
Stephen does not understand that. He's like, but how is it if I don't record it, did it happen?
Right.
Right. You can still, oh my God, it was so nice. And I don't even post that much on social media, but I have my phone with me. I took my phone when we got there and I put it like upstairs in my bedroom and I did not have it on me maybe 2 hours of the vacation. I had my phone on me.
I have no pictures of our trip except for like two. And then the last day when I go, fuck, I didn't take any pictures. And so then I just start taking pictures of stuff to prove I was there, like for my children to see.
Do you know what we did that was real? This is really fun is that Christina got a Polaroid camera.
Yeah.
So we had the Polaroid.
Ooh, fun. I love those.
And they bought all these disposable things. It was a very kind of responsible, the most responsible weekend with drugs and alcohol that I've ever had.
It did kind of feel like a teen party.
It's for sure.
Like it was because you're at a lake house. Let us use the house.
Yeah, you know why it felt like that? Because you're at a lake house and everyone's doing drugs and drinking.
Yeah.
Like teenagers would do.
Yeah.
And this is a lake house that is filled with toys. Like pretty much... I mean, our friend's father just did the lake house thing really big. So
okay,
there's
again,
like,
now it's sounding more and more like you're actually teenagers.
Yeah.
Dude, and Steve's dad, fucking, he's got some sick ATVs
Dude,
and some jet skis.
Don't even get me started about the ATVs.
He'll buy us some beers, too.
I'm not going to lie, I like ripping some ATVs. I'm shocked at how much I like ATVs. That is a fucked up
thing. Yeah, Steven rode ATVs. I thought it was very
really
butch.
Really into. And we met our one friend's new girlfriend who is like originally from Florida.
Yeah, she's so
and
fucking
she was
cool.
Having like childhood flashbacks on ATVs. We were ripping some ATVs.
Yeah,
but she was also on acid. So that also aided in the flashbacks.
Yeah, it was. Well, Steven.
The drug use was very responsible.
Yeah, it was very.
Yeah, we did drugs like adults.
We're texting people. They sent me pictures from the grocery store. They're like, we're getting all this food. And I just saw chips and dips and all kinds and hummus and stuff like that. And I was like, well, I'm bringing probiotics, laxative tea. And then I spent $200 on French wine and cheese.
Yeah, Wendy brought the
bomb. So I was like, I want something kind of nice here.
I'm only in a mansion in the woods. I need some nice stuff.
Yeah. Well, I don't want any just like scoops.
Some city accents.
Yeah.
Okay. And first rule of survival while in the woods. It's a diet comprised mainly of like scoops. Scoops and then like a thick salsa. Like that's basically all you're supposed to be eating.
Well, the one thing that was cool is that we brought food, but then a lot of the stuff in the house was just expired. So we were just taking like expired. We're like, does this work? Is this? We're just like, yeah, it's canned. It's fine. We're just eating semi-expired chips and dips.
Oh, and our friend is also a chef.
Yeah, one of the people
prepared massive meals every night.
Well, how did you guys do it?
I don't know. Yeah. Dude, well, in the party, well, and we had enough bathrooms. And here's the thing, too, is everyone was very cool about and like understanding about needing to take shits. I was nervous about that in the morning.
How many bathrooms were there? Do I even want to know? Like 30?
No, there's three, maybe four. Three. There's like three.
Four,
and then a half
if you
bath,
count the lake.
Like a powder.
Oh,
room.
I do.
Yeah. I was peeing in the lake a lot.
But I think everyone's peeing in the lake a lot.
Gross. I was drinking that water too.
Why were you drinking the lake? Well, that's not good.
That she was peeing in, because that's Wendy's. That's how she was detoxing. She was like, I'm gonna pee, and then I'm immediately gonna take a big gulp of other people's
well, if
pee
it's good
and
enough
my
for the
pee
president,
mixed together.
It's good enough for me.
Yeah, isn't that how you clean your body out? If that helps, that helps with the jellyfish sting. I assume it helps with cheese and Molly, right?
I don't know.
I think it helps with everything.
That's one fetish I am not into exploring.
No, but
what,
it was
drinking
fun.
Wendy's urine?
Yes.
Weird, you're not into it?
No, urine poop. I don't get that one. That one squeaked me out a little bit. That's my line.
So judgmental. We apologize to
no,
all of
I'm,
our
I'm
listeners
really,
who
really
are
yucking
into that
their
stuff.
Yum, you guys.
Yeah, that's a weird thing that you're not into. I would think you would be into the pee thing. You're not into even a little bit, like where you pee in there.
No, this look. This isn't
somebody?
Something. This is not something. This is something that.
Oh
I
yeah.
Have.
Oh, I love that's a new porn. I just stopped watching porn because I got so deep down the rabbit hole that the only thing I could get off to was videos of the guy like peeing a little bit, like in the pussy, and then pulling it out while he was fucking. Like I had to stop watching porn. That's a real reason I wanted to go to the lake house because I was like, I gotta stop watching porn. No masturbation for a week. I only jerked off three times in the woods.
I love I love when no masturbation for a week. I only jerked off 3 times this weekend. That's masturbation. You know that, right?
You know those moments when you don't.
But what
know
if I didn't
if Wendy's
like
joking
it?
Or not?
What?
Well, that's sad.
Wait, oh. is the pee thing a real wormhole or is this a joke?
No, that's real. I have like I don't even want to open my laptop right now because if I go to RedTube, it'll be like recommended for you, and it's all just like people pissing inside of a pussy or an ass.
Were you really into that? Like, were you actually
watching
that?
Yeah, like a week ago, and I had to stop.
Okay,
and then the lake took it out of her.
Well, it's good. I'm glad you.
Because I mean, that lake water gets up in you.
I know that's why
when you're in there. So it's like a giant penis. It's like God's penis was peeing in your vagina.
That's why. That's how I had a detox off of that fetish. I was like, well, I guess I'll pee in here, and then I hope other people are peeing. And if I just like accidentally take a sip, like, oopsie, I didn't mean to do that. That's how I can like detox off of this fetish.
This makes no sense. If anything, it just seems like you're getting deeper into the fetish.
Yeah, can like you've taken it to a natural. You know, some people actually fetishize.
So you walk in the bathroom, I have a straw. I'm dressed as like a garbage can. Like I'm disguised as like a toilet
like
bowl cleaner.
But it's like many straws attached to yourself, so you're actively squirting.
I'm just siphoning. People are like, yeah. Did the toilet brush blink? Wendy, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just joking around. I'm doing a bit. Just go. Yeah.
I'm just doing a bit. Slurp, slurp, slurp.
Just doing jokes. Sorry. I know. I'm always on, even on vacation. I'm always doing jokes. Like,
sorry, guys. Constantly have to be working.
I have nothing to add.
I needed to get that out of my system.
I mean, I didn't drink anyone's urine on my
Megan,
vacation.
How was your vacation?
Yeah, what did
mine was great. I feel like I survived way fucking harder than you did.
What
did you develop any new fetishes? Did you get to live as your truest self as Wendy did?
A toilet brush? No, unfortunately, I didn't dig that deep down inside myself and really. No, I had a great. It was great. We did. Started the trip. Went to the DMV in 29 Palms, which let me just tell everyone in Southern California. Fucking go there. If you have to go to the DMV, just go there.
Really?
That's
right, because you got your shit stolen. Because
my wallet got stolen. Yeah. So like I don't have an ID. I don't have like all my shit's gone.
You know, that's the first pleasant thing I've ever heard said about the DMV.
You want to hear more? Because I got a bunch.
Let's do it. Yelp review, 29 fucking, palms.
Oh, it's there are Yelp reviews. I looked them up. People are big fans of this DMV. We walk in. There's this awesome secure, because it's just a military base. There's nobody out there but Marines.
Yeah.
For the most part. And they have like, you know, their military IDs. So there's nobody in there. We walk in. There's this fucking security guard, this huge dude. I walk in and he's like, hey, how you doing today? What can I help you with? Like comically over the top nice.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need a new ID replacement. My wallet got stolen. He's like, oh man, that's a bummer. I just don't understand why people do stuff like that. I swear to God, I'm like, what? I'm about to be murdered. Like, I'm like, this is a fucking weird mutant meth shack disguised as a DMV. And like, people are going to come out and kill us right now. And then he hands me my form. I fill it out. And I'm like, cool. And he goes, great. Get in line. You're first. There's no one in line. The lady at the counter is like, do you need a form? And I'm all, nope. That nice man gave me one. Cool. Go to number 9. I give her my $27 and then like we're out.
Wow. Looks like someone's got a fetish for the DMV.
Yeah, I will piss. I will let the DMV piss all inside of me.
Oh,
specifically
my God.
That one. I've spent more time in the DMV waiting to even speak to a person than the entire time it took from us to drive from Hollywood to fucking 29 Palms.
Holy shit.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's so, yeah.
Wait, that's terrifying.
This episode sponsored by the DMV and 29 Palms.
You walk it. I would have either thought I was dead. Because when the woman's like, they're like, you're first. It's like a Twilight Zone episode where you're like, this is what I've always wanted. And this is my own personal hell.
Well, but I'm just first forever.
Right.
Like, it just keeps.
You're first because everyone else is dead.
Yeah, in the world. That was great. And these three super hot, like probably like 19-year-old Marine dudes were checking me out. That was pretty cool.
Nice. What were they doing there? Just hanging out? Just scoping out?
I think probably just hanging. There's not a lot to do in there's a lot of barbershops and that's about it. That's what we, there's a lot of barbershops that specialize, I'm going to assume, in one haircut.
Yeah. The line at the barbershop was too long, and they're like, oh, the lines at these barbershops are crazy. You want to go to the DMV and just chill out?
Yeah. All we do is hang out at the barbershop. It didn't look like they were doing anything. They were just like hanging out in the back.
I mean, the DMV could very well be the only place to cruise for chicks.
That's true.
Mm.
I should have stuck around there.
And you get a bitch that's in a good mood. That's probably the only place you'll find someone that's in a good mood in 29 Palms.
In 29 Palms. That's true.
Everywhere else you go, people are just like, we're in fucking 29 Palms.
The only you go there and people are like walking on sunshine. Just like.
It's the only time anyone in that town's happy to be there.
Okay. So that was like the best start to a trip ever.
Sounds like a good kickoff.
I was doing that. It was a real good. And then we went to Walmart, which is also always a good start.
We went to Walmart.
Of course you did. Because when beginning a vacationing, surviving adventure where you're in the woods or in the desert, 90% of the time, that's the only option you have is to go to a Walmart.
What did you guys get?
They're so much bigger than you'd remember. Like, my memory of a suburban Walmart is one thing, but then the Walmart we were in the fucking middle of a mountain range.
It was massive.
It was so overwhelming.
When you're out in place, it's like, oh, okay, this is why they're an evil corporation, because like nowhere else can exist out here. Like no other type of store.
There's no other
business.
And
there aren't any. There's no other type, because they have everything. They have a fucking, an eye store, like they have an optometrist, they have a fucking McDonald's, and that's where the Starbucks is.
Yeah,
like everything is inside of the Walmart.
Yeah,
they had a Starbucks, Subway, Auntie Anne's pretzel.
Yeah, there was a nail place inside this Walmart.
Yeah, it's like you're in a mall. There's a nail place at the one in Joshua Tree.
Yeah.
Dude, it's fucking that's the only place I can survive, because anything else with actual real food ingredients. Like there, they can just, nobody could go shop there for like months and the food would all still be good. Like it would just stay good.
Just 100%.
Like, yeah, it's all just canned goods and
it's
Oreos.
It's not Whole Foods, you guys.
Canned Oreos.
That's
briny canned Oreos.
Let's do it. Mm, that sounds, dude, they had so many Oreos. We got so distracted. We walked in and I'm like, it was so big.
Do you understand how mad Rick and Preston get at me and Sarah every year? Because we just wander off.
There's so
every year,
much.
I buy bathing suits. They're like $3 a pop.
Yeah. That could be good.
I got real pissed because I wanted to aid in my desert surviving. So, you know, I got some thighs. I don't know if you've noticed, but I have thighs on my body and they touch. So during summer, I do a little bit of gold bonding, you know, just like pop a little gold bond, prevent chafing. And I've heard that Gold Bond has like a deodorant stick, but it's like for, you know, chafe. It's like Gold Bond powder, but in a stick.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah. And we're at Walmart. It's for runners. Okay. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Okay. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's for those marathon runners, you know, with their thighs that constantly touch.
Yeah. Exactly. So I told Sarah, and she's like, oh, we totally have to get some. And I'm like, I know. And we're in Walmart, which I imagine, I know this is going to sound rude, it's meant to be, but
they would
they know a little bit about chafing at Walmarts, you know?
Yeah.
Nothing. Mm. They had nothing.
Really?
Isn't that depressing?
They're really
so
missing
bummed.
Their primary market on that.
That's
point.
What I was thinking. Like, I wanted to like be like, who's
what
the
do you
king
have
of this Walmart? I need to speak with him and inform him they're missing out on huge sales.
What do you guys have for chafing here at the Walmart? We just have these motorized scooters. Just stop walking. Just stop walking.
Just lean into it. Right. Just lean into it.
Just sit your pretty thighs down.
That is some surviving.
I was really bummed about that. I was real bummed.
Oh, that sucks.
So if anyone
now you're
going
to have to hit up Amazon,
stick.
The other evil company that they'll take out every.
I know. But I want
sure
it like that.
They'll hook it up.
A chafing stick, like that's like something I want to purchase in store so I can make eye contact with the person checking me out.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you go like this
like
is
solid. And just that. Like, right. Or maybe like that and like a box of condoms. Like,
oh, what a Walmart. I say buy that and a gun. I mean, what else are you going to do?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Did you see guns?
Oh, yeah. You can buy guns at Walmart.
Why didn't we get a gun?
Bullets and props. The waiting time in Pennsylvania, we actually probably could have bought a gun.
Oh, for sure.
You fucking idiots.
We are. We really
blew it on
that
one. But we instead, we did. They had so many different Oreo flavors that I was like, I just wanted to eat Oreo. It was.
Ooh, I saw mint Oreos, and I don't like Oreos, but I'm a big fan of mint and chocolate.
Yeah.
And Sarah's trying to get me to do it, and I was like, no. They had stand and I'm looking for a chafing stick. Got to do this first. Then we'll get the Oreos.
Right. As soon as I find a chafing stick, we'll do. They had ours. Our Walmart had key lime wars. Oh, I was like, I want to move into
the Peeps
a Walmart
one.
No.
It's super gross. I know a few people have bought them and like brought them to shows as a joke or barbecues. Yeah, it's like peep flavored Oreos.
Oh, I'm going to need a hard pass on that one.
Why?
Because I just can't. That's doubling up on garbage foods.
No, I don't mean why would you not. I mean, why would that
exist?
Why
would that happen?
Like, why would
what abomination of the Lord
who
is
would,
this?
Who would go, you know what? The two grossest things. Let's mash them up.
I mean, that's
but
what
it
we
is,
do.
It is good survival food because it will never leave your body. It will never break down.
Right. It'll stay good in the cupboard and in your colon.
So we did. Yeah, exactly. We got our s'mores stuff at the Walmart.
Yeah, we bought s'more stuff.
We s'mored.
Well, we didn't end up s'moring because we were going to s'more the night that
we got
the terrifying. Remember when it rained for 10 minutes and Stephen freaked
night
out?
When you almost died?
It rained on my
died
fire.
Yeah. That okay. Yeah. That Stephen was really being a big man and telling me how he created fire.
I was.
How did you do
it?
With a Duraflame log.
Well,
it wasn't even real wood.
But the thing is, look, here's the thing. It's like popping a little half Viagra just to make sure that you're going to get through the experience, you know? Because you don't want to have a house of 12 people and then go to make the fire and not be able to ignite the fire.
Oh.
Put that little safety Duraflame log on there. You're good to go no matter what happens. At the very least, you have an hour and a half of Duraflame log. You are solid.
Speaking of, by the way, Wendy, that was smart. Remember what was the magical beads that someone threw in the fire? That
We had the stuff where we were like, someone was like, hey, they're like, here's something else to do at the party. It was like these crystals, and they're like, you throw this over the fire and it makes the flames rainbow colored. And it was like, and then we're going to put food on them?
See, but like a Duraflame log probably would have the same effect.
You're
right.
Probably right.
That's
yeah,
just
not real.
A brick of chemical.
I didn't even know there was a difference between that. I just thought it was like wood. I've never read
like sticks.
Yeah, I just thought it was like an expensive.
Well, I did read. It didn't say don't cook over it. There was no harsh warning
dumb
on top of the door flame. You know, we'll let the door flame people reach out to us with this one. You know, feel free to
sure
just explain
will
your product.
Because you guys made a fire with regular wood. It's not tart. You're if you have wood that's already then you're gone.
Well, but it'd been raining every night, so
no,
all the wood was
dumb,
wet.
Because
you couldn't collect like just random wood.
No,
the way you normally
no
would.
No, you could have because let me tell you because probably okay. So that seems backwards. That
you also could have bought a bundle of wood at the Walmart,
right? Because if I'm smoking a cigarette and I can't put it out anywhere because then there's this fear of like you know you leave one little like a piece of your cigarette goes and the whole place lights on fire,
right?
But then for some reason when we're specifically lighting wood on fire, it's
but
like
this
no,
is
no, no,
Pennsylvania
you need these chemicals,
where it had been raining every night. There were mud puddles everywhere. I mean, it's not California. There was no dry wood, and if they would have had a bundle of wood at the gas station I bought the Duraflame log
we
at,
get it Stephen, you're getting late.
Gladly purchased
we
that
get it. You were getting your dick sucked all weekend. There was no dry wood and we get it.
Oh, I was not
relax we get it
weekend.
We
jeez
get it.
You can't get your dick sucked. I'm sorry, that's one thing. If you're staying in a house with 10 people, you're gonna be on top of each other in a way that like you're not fucking. It's gonna be really rude. And we
yeah,
were staying in a
totally
room that
can
was adjacent to another couple.
Yeah, like, it's kind of rude. No, you just wait till they go to breakfast.
Nah. See, I did that the first
day. You have
day
a silent, you have like a silent, like knowing look at each other. Like, okay, we're going to go to the lake now. Hard wink.
Well,
and then when you come out, they're like, oh, we're so tired from being in the lake. We're going to go take a shower. Wink.
Yeah.
It's not hard. You can do that in the same room. Staying in the same room. You can figure it out.
I was on the top bunk. I was sleeping in a room with bunk beds. And then my friend was on the floor. Claire was on the bottom bunk. I was on the top bunk. No, I jerked off on the top bunk when nobody was there, but I just had to wait. And so
yeah, but see what I mean? But you could do it. It's totally doable.
Right.
I mean, it's worth... Okay. So where we stay is all individual trailers. So every couple has their own little Airstream trailer. But those move.
Right.
So like also, you know, if like it's 2 p.m. and someone goes in their trailer.
But that's also kind of the fun of it.
Yeah. But I mean, like, so if there's no difference, who cares? Like you can hear them.
Yeah.
That's
like,
almost,
it's just like, well, don't. Hey, everybody, let's not hang out in front of Rick and Sarah's trailer for, I don't know, it's Rick, 3 minutes, two and a half, 3 minutes.
So wait a minute. Oh, that's kind of... So you guys are almost like in a circle, like a pioneer, old-timey pioneer circle?
Exactly. With the pool in the middle.
Ew.
I don't want to name the place because they're like super, super weird about like you can't post pictures on Instagram and like say where you are. They're very weird about like the like you don't get directions. They don't have an address. You don't get directions to it till like 2 days before you go. So I'm not going to say the name of the place, but it's really cool.
Oh, that's
a very Hollywood version of camping.
Yeah,
It's like
it's in a secret location that we can't tell you about.
Well, but like you just fucking Google it.
I know.
Like it's so dumb. It's so dumb that they're so. But I just don't want to be like banned from ever.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Back. Like they don't. If you have like a professional camera, they'll like charge you a fine, like a fee. Like we were
well,
so scared Katie was going to bring
her fancy
camera. Because
they don't want
scumbags
like me to show up there and be like, we're shooting the music video.
Which people do, exactly.
You would do all the time. I do that at
Airbnb
constantly.
Because it's like, yeah, because there's like a teepee and BB guns. And
you've already said too much. Their men are going to just storm in.
I know, so I'm just going to disappear.
And take you away. That's so.
The dudes that work there, but like the handymen, real hot.
They're just slaying it.
Am I allowed to go there by myself or do I have to be a couple?
No, what are you talking about? Of course you can go there by yourself.
Well, just if they're like hot workers.
Yeah, what place isn't like, hey, no single women here?
That's
what you're like the most accepted.
No,
genre that,
well,
person.
Maybe if you're under 25 and you have a better attitude.
Not
maybe if you're
true.
Not like, I'm just here. What did you want to say in one of these trailers? No. I'm just going to drink out of the pee. I'm going to drink out of the septic tank.
Out of the pee. I'm going to drink out of the pee.
She just puts her costume on.
Oh, Jesus. Oh.
I'm just going to dress up like a toilet and hang out in the. Is that fine? In the teepee.
I mean, moral of the story is you can fuck anywhere is what I'm trying to say.
You can fuck anywhere, but I think it's hard too because it's like when Christina disappears, everyone notices. And they're like, "Where's Christina?"
Yeah.
The phone.
Oh no!
Stopped.
How embarrassing for her if someone found out she was having sex with her long term boyfriend. Ah,
I know.
That would be so embarrassing.
Gross.
How would she ever recover?
Her career.
But there were yeah, like
her
the
career
other
career would be ruined.
But the other couple, they were staying like. Kind of adjacent to our room, but to the point where it was like a railroad situation where we had to cross them. And they were the couple that got stoned really early and went to bed early every night.
Yeah, they were. Oh, they were
fucking
so
the best. Cool.
I love that though. Good for them.
They passed
they
out
won.
On like
they
couches.
Won vacation.
They passed out.
As far as I'm concerned, they fucking won. I don't need to hear anything else about them. They were the first to bed. They just got super fucked up. They're my favorite.
They were.
I'd like to hang out with them.
They were so great. They just like. And they would just sit around like real out of it all day. And then part of the way they're like, and they were just like, we're like, how'd your day? They're like, dude, we ate these crazy edibles. We had a drug bowl. This was also really a fun thing. We put a bowl out. I'll show you the pictures. It was really cute. And everybody just like brought different drugs. And we put them in the family bowl. And we said, there you go. Those are whatever you guys want. Take it. It was mostly just like different kinds of weed. And then the one night we did Molly.
Yes. And there were mushrooms there.
Oh, yeah, there were mushrooms there.
A couple
there.
People did mushrooms.
Oh, yeah, we made mushroom tea.
Oh, yeah. Now, what did, so did you, I'm going to sound like such a mom. I can't even say this to you with a straight face.
I'm so excited.
I can't even say that. And here's what's crazy about it.
My mom who gets pee in her vagina.
Yeah. I'm a pretty fun bitch, but when I talk about weed, I don't really do like a lot of, I don't like to experiment with a lot of drugs. Like with mushrooms, I'm like, did you trip balls, bro?
Yeah, it's so stupid. Yeah. Sound like a mom, by the way.
I know. Did you trip, bro? Oh, when I was like rolling. And then I did the drug. I was on the drug, but even to talk about it, I'm like, I feel fucking real dumb even talking about it.
I know, because it is. Oh, yeah. Any like drug, like drug words are so dumb.
Especially when we're adults.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if we were 16, because when you're 16, you're like, man, it's fucking, I tripped balls the other night. Because it's like, I'm so fucking cool.
But when you're like filling out.
I did adult drugs. And then you're an adult and you're like, oh my God, I did child drugs. What is wrong with me?
Right, but when I'm filling
out. I'm too old to do this.
I'm filling out my AARP card application. I'm like, did you guys roll? What time did you start rolling?
Yeah. Were you tripping balls?
Yeah, what? So were you tripping?
Were you tripping balls?
This is I get people like love mushrooms, and maybe it's just because I have that in my head that like it should be like acid, and it's just not. Like, I like acid way better, but acid's like scary to get really good acid. So I'm
yeah, acid's much more frightening to people than mushrooms, I feel.
Yeah, it is, but it's also like way better. Like, I've never had like visuals on mushrooms.
But I've never had.
Really giggly. It's like I'm super stoned and it's fun.
I've talked to friends that describe having really awakening experiences on mushrooms, and I've never quite heard that from someone. Acid's more hallucinogenic, but I haven't talked to someone who really had like an awakening moment on acid.
No, I mean, I've had like been on acid where it's like it looks like the ground, like the ground is breathing and the trees are breathing. So it's
Except for those dudes,
a connection thing where it's like, oh, like everything's like connect. Like I've had that on acid.
Yeah. Like, there was a great documentary about the guys I'm always in the 60s giggling. Made it.
It's just like I'm really stoned for like an hour.
Mm. Yeah.
Like that's what happened. Everybody drank the tea except Sarah and Preston. And then, and then everything was just real funny
for a little bit. That's cool.
And then I had a whiskey and a s'more at like midnight.
Like an adult.
That sounds like
a
great.
Like a goddamn adult. I had a s'more and a glass of whiskey. I was dunking it.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah, we're eating our s'mores tonight because we never even made them. So we're having our s'mores.
Yeah, the s'mores didn't happen because the fire didn't happen.
Oh, yeah, because you have a fireplace, right?
Well, no, it's our friend is doing a s'mores party.
That's a party.
Yeah, and it's a good way to, like, extend the vacation vibe of, like...
Because we all have lake hangover.
Yeah. that's part of the thing, too, is, like, you know, people are like, oh, we're so sad, and it is a bummer to always leave vacation, but it's like, yeah, but... You know, also if you were doing a lot of drugs, like you have a Molly hangover. It's not
Yeah, all the serotonin's been leaked out of your brain. It's been wrung out like a wet shirt.
Yeah, it was just from all that swimming, I think. Yeah. And it's like, no, but also
I'm really tired from the sun.
Yeah. It's like the Megan was shaking from all the sun.
Oh, there's just so much sodium in this. It doesn't have to do with the fact that I did coke for the first time in a couple of years and drank like 3 bottles of whiskey. It's just so much sodium.
I think about that all the time and it's so funny. But yeah, a lot of people I don't think are good at being self-aware of. But I mean, even without drinking and doing drugs and all that kind of stuff, just getting away and going on vacation and just shutting off is such a fun feeling. And then to come back. A lot of people can handle that, but like I know Steven, God.
What?
Well, Steven also believed. Steven had kind of a weird awakening moment in the woods. We were in the lake and you did not do any drugs. Oh, Steven believes he can tell time by the sun. I forgot to tell you that.
Oh
wait, what? Sorry.
Wait. But also, I nailed it.
No.
P.S. I was right about the time.
Oh, Megan, why?
Was because it was straight above you and you said noon?
On the third day, when we rose again, Wendy and I were fucking sitting in the lake. Wendy is treading water. I am sitting there in a life vest just floating.
Swimming. Oh, yeah, well.
That's my swimmer.
Yeah, Wendy was working out. Okay.
Again, we couldn't find any chafing stuff at Walmart. So, like, yeah. I guess we'll just put on a life vest. Well, the nice thing is by the third day, because I had eaten so much, I didn't even, the first couple of days, I was like, oh, this is actually by the third day. I'm like, I actually think I've just made a life vest. Like, I think
you're
I've
just floating.
Converted bread and cheese into a life raft around my midsection. It's like, I'm not getting fat. I'm evolving. This is evolution.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm a lake person now.
Right. I'm adapting to my environment. It's this Darwinism happening before your eyes. So I was also pretty much floating.
Yes.
And I said, does anyone know what time it is? And Steven looks above me and I thought he was like admiring the tree line. And I was like, oh, maybe he's just having a moment with nature. And he looks up and he squints his eyes. He goes, it's like 5 o'clock. And then just keeps floating around. And I'm like, wait.
Oh, like a smug douche too. He totally said it like a fucking, he said he did that.
Me?
And I can just picture Steve and then just like leaning back on his, like, well, it's about 5 o'clock or something.
Wait.
I don't know.
And but also.
And because they just came back from their ATV ride. So he got off of a vehicle.
Had a hard day of ATV.
That's not what I was going to say. That's not what I was going to say. but I like your spin. The reason I asked you what time it was is because you came off of a vehicle where I know for sure you had your phone with you and then you jumped immediately into the water. So I thought, oh, he probably looked at his phone right before he got in. So he'll have an idea of what time it is.
Not paying attention to time on my ATV.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Listen,
why didn't you drown him?
Time ceases to exist when I'm on my ATV. The Stephen was running the music the whole time, and he was like, I have to go to the bathroom. Does someone want to watch the music for two songs? It was great. He was the DJ. It was awesome. We had a sick sound system. But then the last day he finally relaxed. And then once he was away from his phone, didn't have his glasses on. He was just out there not seeing things straight.
I have contacts.
When you guessed 5 o'clock, because it was a guess, let's be honest.
Yeah.
When was the last time you looked at the time on your phone?
Honestly, before the ATVs.
Bro, time doesn't
even
exist.
I hadn't even looked. I hadn't looked that day.
Honestly, bro,
you hadn't looked that day? What, you'd been on an ATV since nightfall?
No, I just wasn't paying attention to the time because, you know, it's lake life. I was living by the lake.
Fucking this motherfucker.
Just looked up the sun and I said, I don't know, the sun's about to go down. It's about that time.
Yeah, what time is it about that time?
First of all, the sun goes down. It's still summer. The sun goes down at like 7:45.
Well, you know, the tree line. Tree line really accentuates.
Dude,
I'm having a physical, my mouth's watering, like I'm going to throw up. My chest is tight.
We're missing the point that I looked at the sun. My brain said, oh, that's about 5 o'clock. And I nailed it. And it really was about 5 o'clock.
You did not nail anything. No, the funny thing is that you... It's not that you looked at the sun and you thought you nailed it. It's that you were in nature and away from your phone for a little over an hour. And now you think you're just like some Apache trail guy.
I'm fucking Indiana Jones.
It's about 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Anyone hungry? This is a plant you can eat. It's like, fuck you. It was very cool. It was nice to see Steven chill out with his little dad vest and float around.
Oh, they have a vest on. Can you swim?
I can. It's not my strong suit.
Did you see him swim? Or did he have a life vest on the entire time?
No, the first day I swam around. When I was like on the water, the board thing.
You had your life vest on.
No, I didn't have the life vest
yes,
on.
Yes, you did
board.
Because I remember going, Steven's wearing a life vest. Because
she remembers going, oh, that's funny. Steven can't swim.
Yeah, that was my first thought.
It's not that I can't swim. It's just that I don't really want to trust my swimming.
He can't swim. Holy shit.
I know.
Well, you know.
Steven is 36 and he can't swim.
But I used to swim.
Who needs to swim when you can tell time by the sun?
lots of people. Pretty much anybody. I would say that's a better skill than telling time by the sun, to be perfectly honest.
Look, there's no water on fucking 42nd Street, okay?
I thought you were going to say, there's no water surrounding Manhattan Island.
Right. There's no water. There isn't water for miles around this city. This tiny island.
Joke's on me. In 2 years, half the city's underwater.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, 2 years. You're being generous.
I know.
Oh, yeah. You guys will definitely have to move when the world falls down and New York floods.
Tell me about it. I'm thinking about that all the time.
Mm. Oh, God. No.
Oh, joy.
No, we're going to be
so glad
I'm
to be
sorry.
Back.
I'm so sorry.
Well, Steven, yeah. Do you get vacation hangover, Megan?
Oh, yeah. I'm constant.
Wait a second.
I want to move everywhere I go on vacation to.
Yeah. Because
that's me and Preston do, but we don't go on like, we're not going to like Italy 5 times a year. Like we drive up the coast or we go, you know, out to Joshua Tree. So we go out of town a lot, but it's like not, or we drive down to Laguna Beach and stay with my friends.
Yeah.
Like I'm not going fancy places. I just like
short, simple vacations.
Yeah. Wherever we go, like we're in St. Louis and I'm like, babe, we could do this. You want to move home? We could live here. I could do this.
Yeah.
Like everywhere. Like we're going to Cleveland for a wedding. I'm sure I'll talk to you. I love it here.
Yeah.
I'm looking at real estate. I do that every time we go somewhere. Portland, Maine, looking at real estate. The entire train ride back into Boston.
I know.
It's reasonable.
I know. That is something about you that is very fun because I do learn about real estate prices ever because you're like, we could raise a family here. Los Angeles is expensive. This is bullshit.
Everywhere.
But the other thing too, and this is something that I noticed is like it's, and you do this, and I did this the day we were going on vacation. And it's something that I lost when I moved to New York, but in LA, because the weather's so nice all the time, you're kind of always on the verge of like, oh, we could jump in the pool or go to the beach. Mm-hmm. So you have a little bit of that like natural high. Vitamin D and like a little bit of that fun of like, oh, we could just wear a bathing suit and end up somewhere. But in New York, you can't really do that. The day we were going on vacation, I put my bathing suit on as clothes. And I was like, oh, this I'm already I do that in a better mood.
From, I would say, I'll say June. From June through like the end of September, I rarely wear a bra and panties.
Yeah, I noticed
like,
that
I am just wearing a bathing suit.
Yeah, I noticed that when we were in LA and I was like, oh, that's so helpful with mood. It just helps your mood, right?
Can we talk about the arc of the trip? Because the day one, when you showed up to head out there, you were a little stressed out.
I was having a full-blown panic attack the whole time. I almost canceled three times.
You were also like, I'm definitely not going to do Molly. Like, we're going to keep it level.
Right.
And then you got out there. I remember on the second day, like I saw you in the lake and I'm like, she's into it.
Well, I was worried about, I thought it was going to be all couples.
Well, and it was a little stressful because the only people that knew everyone there were Christina.
Yeah. So we went and did it. Like, I didn't know.
We made some new friends.
Yeah. I didn't know like half of the people there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We met for the first time.
Which is always a little nerve wracking when you're like, okay, I'm going to meet you and then we're going to be locked in a house together for 3 days.
Yeah. Hi, nice to meet you. Do you mind if I shit first? For real. It was a very weird, just like, hey, it's super great to meet you. So are we going to take shifts jerking off in the bunk beds or how do you want to work this?
I love that. I love when you're throwing into that.
Get it out of the way.
Yeah.
Out the gate. Just immediately. Yeah. Like, hey, I'm going to go take a shit. That's where in Joshua Tree, there's only one bathroom and it's a shared bathroom.
What?
For all the trailers. Yeah.
Hold on.
And I ate soup at Norm's on the way out there, which was a big mistake, let me tell you.
Right, because that is actually diarrhea.
Yeah, it's literally, it just goes right back through you again. Right. That was cool. I took two shits at Walmart. I took a shit on our way in and a shit on our way out.
Oh, nice.
So fuck you, Walmart. Thanks for all your cheap stuff, but also, you're bad. So I pooped in you twice.
You really stuck it to the man.
I really did. They were, trust me. If like, you were in that bathroom.
I shit in the Oreo aisle. I didn't even shit in the bathroom. Yeah. I was like,
well, I shit in the Oreo aisle and then I shit where that fucking chafing stick should be. So they know where to stock it when they get it in.
Yeah. Yeah, that would, wait, so you guys only have the one bathroom. It's
one bathroom and then there's like a fake outhouse with like a urinal in it. So the dudes could use that. But yeah, there's only one bathroom. So there was how many? There was 10 of us total. And then the last night, another person we didn't know showed up. So there was 11 people for one bathroom.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And mind you, we're just eating like meats and potatoes.
Yeah. That's what you guys did.
So
for
that's
food.
The, everyone's so constipated. It doesn't matter.
Right, I was going to say, that's the trick, right? That's you're just like, well.
Did the trailers have ovens and the whole thing, or are you guys like cooking out?
No, it's just, there's one grill. There's one grill, which I, just to toot Preston's horn, because he's the most handsome, teeny-butted, smart man in the world. Rick helped. Preston did most of the cooking. He fucking nailed it. He made eggs in a cast iron pan that was so good. He did like all of the cooking and started every fire. So oh, nice. I'm good when the end of the world happens. As long as we have a lighter, I think Preston can start a fire. That's basically all. Like, right. And cook a steak.
Yeah, as long as
but,
we
like,
have
he can't
a fire.
Kill the cow. We have to be able to get the steak at a store.
Right. So I'll be able to survive. As long as we have a lighter, a grill, access to a grocery store.
And a starter log.
Right.
Electricity. Because like a fire is not enough, you know.
Wi-Fi
like,
connection, so we can podcast.
Yeah. Steven, that's just you. The rest of us are like waiting for the internet to go down.
There was
disconnect.
One of the people we didn't really know in the house is dude Brendan. On the second day, he was like, "Oh, I got to shoot my music video."
Oh, this was fucking sick.
He was trying to film the music video while we were there, and I was so happy. I was like, "Yeah, we get to do stuff. We aren't just floating around like." Yeah, I want a task.
This weekend wasn't about survival for you. See, this was like, you need to fucking relax. Like, you need to go on a vacation and not work. You need
you
to
know
go
what,
somewhere for two
also,
days and not work.
I really, really, really like work. Like,
I
this.
Know you
this
do,
is a
but
perfect
you need,
example.
But
like,
you, but
yeah, like,
no matter
this,
how much you like something, you need to be able to just like not do that thing.
Well, and now here's something. Now, this is so Megan and I were talking about this on the way here. And because this was a real, this is a standard, like, and I know we're like, we're going to do the survival thing. And like, but this was honestly something that like is a big problem for me is that I would never, I don't relax. I'm like, I'm not successful. I'm not rich and famous. I'm not, I don't have like this career off the ground. I'm, you know, it's like, so I'm like, I don't get to relax
right
until I own a home or until I, whatever,
yeah.
You know, but that's been my whole life for the last. And then, so what happens is, you then for me and I, you are the very fucking same. And I didn't realize this till we went on vacation. The problem is you then tie your sense of self-worth mm-hmm. and identity directly to your career and success and your output. And like, you know, how many likes did this get or what, how much money did I bring in and how much am I doing this? And then when that's all you do, mm-hmm. so then you tie your self-worth to that. And that is bad news because then you don't, then if you're, because that's not like, and we all know that that's not a healthy sense this is, of,
I've been yelling at Wendy about this for how long ever.
Yeah.
About that. You need to like disconnect. Cause no matter how much you like doing something or you're working towards a goal, like you need to take time just to like step back and relax and not make your entire life about that. Cause otherwise you will fucking lose your mind.
Well, and you do,
you'll become super depressed and kill yourself if you aren't able to be like, okay, but I've got these other things. Like my entire life isn't just wrapped up in this one thing that I'm striving for. I also can go to lunch with somebody or I can go and lay in a lake and do fuck all else.
Well, and that's actually my growth. I mean, you guys didn't really know me when I was younger, but when I was younger, I was really, really work obsessed to the point where I didn't have relationships. I didn't have anything else. It was just that all the time. And I excused it because I was traveling to really cool places and I was doing really cool, exciting things. So it was like, well, my life is the coolest. Who would care? You know what I mean? Like nothing else really matters. And now I've leveled out a bit where it's like, okay, I'm building out time to actually maintain my relationship in a more healthy way. I'm building out time to take these kinds of weekends and do stuff. But at the same time, when I'm doing things and when I'm relaxing, I like doing active things. Like I don't hard chill well, and that's okay with me.
Yeah.
You know, but like, for example, like if I'm out at the lake house, the reason that I love going out to the lake house is because there's so much more to do than just lay out in the sun. You know what I mean? I can rip some sweet ATVs for a couple hours. I can, you know, we're cooking, we're like hanging out, we're talking, we're doing drugs, we're, you know, whatever, like we're doing all these different things and there's a lot of stuff to do and that needs to get done. And my role kind of becomes like, okay, get stuff done. Like we're all chilling. Like let's do stuff. And
see, I love
doing
that. Like,
that.
But because like Steven turns it into like, it's not chilling. It's like my job. Like he's like, okay, I've got to make sure like we're doing all these things.
Yeah. But that's like how I relax. That's why I fucking love living in New York. You know, like that's why I love like pace.
Yeah.
And I know it stresses people out. I know that's not how everyone is, but for me, it works. And this is actually me like taking it down a notch.
Yeah.
Like if I'm too amped up, it's too abrasive for normal people to be around. I know I'm stressing everyone out.
Yeah. But I was actually proud because when the podcast, so when we tried to record this in the woods and we were like, all right, now I was going to not do Molly, since we're bleeping names out and our friends probably won't listen to this anyway. So, okay. Therefore, if you go on my Instagram, there's a picture and we'll post pictures on the thing, but there's, I thought it was going to be all couples. Not true. So it was some couples. And then it's also just like, just some single
couple
fun
of our
people,
friends are single,
right?
Yeah.
Now, one of our friends who's single, I've hung out with him a handful of different times. He's super fun. He's also super fucking hot, right? And so we're like, and we're just being flirty. It's just like fun flirty, but this is...
He's a very flirtatious man.
He's super flirty and he's a man whore, apparently.
I mean, you know, he likes to bang.
But I don't mean that in a negative way. He's like, if he's like a male version of
there's
me.
There's no man.
Yeah, I was gonna say you're
here.
A whore, whore. Right. He's a man, whore.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. Exactly. I'm not
so nasty, you guys.
Jeez. Yeah. I'm not shaming anybody.
What's nasty?
No.
But it was just
the word I would never
whore?
Use that word ever to describe
oh, really?
Anyone. No.
Well, I'm just meaning. I mean it in not just, a mean way. It yeah, would be like, yeah. But here's so. But here's an example. If we're going to talk
post-core,
about
okay, you guys.
I know, but here, let me give you another example. A word that could be taken offensively, and I don't. You're ready? And this applies to both Megan and I. Hey, blondie. That to me mm-hmm. is the same yeah. as like someone going, oh, you're kind of a whore.
I get that. Totally. But
guys,
but I also feel
any
like
any word can be offensive. That's what makes them fun.
I know. See,
anyone
watch.
Can be mad at anything.
See?
Okay.
Anyway, So me and the suitor, we're both slutty. Is that a better word for me? Anyway.
Oh, I bet that bothers him more. Does that bother you more?
You're both Jesus. Sexually progressive.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah.
I just
that I find offensive. Fucking sexually progressive. Eat my dick.
Oh, that's why I love
Jesus.
You guys. Yeah. See, I like the word just like regular.
I'll take whore over fucking sexually progressive any day. If somebody was like, Megan, you're real sexually progressive, I would throw up on them.
I don't know. I just feel like that's a word that men that bother me weaponize a lot. That it's just kind of like, oh, fuck this.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and I think that men who use sexually progressive are probably like secret rapists.
Yeah,
like they're like, hey, I'm a
there's no look.
I'm an ally. Yeah. I'm a feminist.
Yeah, when people
are no hey,
as sexually progressive
dude.
As you need to be with no, me after I buy you this drink.
Yeah, but the other thing too is I'm talking about myself.
Yes.
Yes. Exactly.
So if that's the vernacular that I choose to use, and it doesn't bother me. Do you know, especially like with roast battle, with all this kind of stuff, mm-hmm. and with different things, and I'm very open about talking about the sugar daddy thing, and like I'm open about everything, and if there's something that I feel uncomfortable talking about, and I keep it inside, I haven't told anyone about it for a reason because I don't want people fucking talking to me about it. But I go on roast battle and I do this, and I hear, but people will say that to me, and I'm like, okay, that's fine. I prefer you know, to be like, oh, Wendy, like, you know, sleeps around, or like, oh, she's a real fun lady. Or like, oh yeah, she's kind of like, you know, that to me, I actually prefer over like when people go, oh, so like sex worker, I'm like, no, because I'm actually, do you know what I'm saying? Like if we're going to break it down, I'm having less sex since I started doing quote, people go like, oh, but now you're doing sex work stuff since the panty stuff and the sugar day. I'm fucking less people than when I was just like a real fun bitch going out getting drunk, sucking dicks in bathrooms because I was horny. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? I'm going to just put that out there. So, you know, as far as like, that's why I prefer the word. I'm like, whore. It's just a funny word.
What a whore.
Yeah. I think it's funny. And it like is loose. It makes it fucking chill when it, you know, for me, when people start to go, well, Wendy, does that make you offended? It's like, why? First of all, then why should I even be offended by that?
I know. And it's not about offending you. Like, I'm not offended when you guys say it to each other. It's just, that's never going to come out of my mouth comfortably.
Oh no, I'll murder you.
Yeah.
No, I don't care.
I just don't care. You can say it. You cannot say it.
Yeah. I would prefer.
Whatever helps you sleep at night.
Yeah.
Stephen.
Anyway.
Nothing will help me sleep.
So me and this other fucking man whore. We're at this lake house and it was for people. I'm sure people to him were like, oh, Wendy fucks everybody. Cause people to me were like, oh, he fucks everybody. And I was like, oh, cool. So this might happen. And then I'm like, no, I'm not going to like this. I don't want to make it weird. Cause we're friends and we like each other and I wasn't going to do mine. And then, but it was just like such a fun day. And we were like taking pictures and he's like, we're wearing like hats and glasses. And we're
were flirting with each other. Like Christine and I both noticed. We were like, Wendy and I were flirting pretty hard.
We were flirting really super hard. And it was fun. Cause in high school, I didn't go out to party. I didn't party. I didn't drink. I didn't do drugs in high school. I didn't do any of that kind of
stuff. It was fun. It was very sweet.
And so what, like this weekend for me was fun. Cause I was like, oh, I'm relaxing. I'm not working. These are not people out, you know, this is not like comedian people. This is not industry people. This is not us pretending we like each other to try to get shit from each other. This is just people just hanging out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was so fun. Like I never, you know, it was just like, I it was so fun. But anyway, so we're hanging out and I was like, well, I might do Molly. So I wasn't drinking that much and we'd been swimming all day. And then Steven's like, we got to record this podcast. And I'm like, okay, great. And then I was like, and I love doing the podcast and it's so fun. But part of me was like, but I want to keep this fucking around and I can't.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't drink too much.
Because you were on vacation.
I know. I was like, I can't drink too much. Because
we need to do this podcast.
Yeah. And I'm like, I can't drink too much because we're going to record the podcast. And so I was like, but I would like just pouring like teeny baby glasses of wine just so I could keep refilling it. Like, would you do it at a buffet so you don't feel like a total fat ass?
Yeah.
The mind trick where you're like, I'm having going back for four refills. And you're like, well, just like, I was almost like acting fake drunk for myself. And I'm like, let's get this over with so I can go drink and go back and flirt with this cute boy. That's all I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And then I was not going to do drugs. And then it started to rain. And then people started taking drugs.
And the podcast started going awry.
Yep. And then the podcast wasn't working. And then
wasn't working. And as we were recording, who pops in?
My little flirt buddy, he walks in and I'm like, yeah, it's not working. We're not going to record. And he walks in. It was so cute. And he's got Molly in a bag and he hands a bag of drugs to me like this. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. And she just completely changed her tune on the spot.
Yep. Let's do it. Megan, I love you.
a cute boy wants me to do it. So, okay.
I was like, all right, Megan, I'll catch you on the, I was like, I love you. I'll catch you on the flip side. I got to go do drugs with a cute boy and go dance around. They packed glow sticks. That's the other thing. Yeah. We really planned ahead for this party so that we didn't all kill ourselves in some weird like depression, post-drug suicide.
Well, and I'm watching everything stone sober, so.
Lake drowning. Well, we would have killed you first to make sure we could pull off the
well, yeah, exactly. Duh. You're the first to die, Steven.
Yeah.
That's brought, obvious.
We brought glow sticks.
You killed a dad.
In the drug bowl, there were also like B vitamins. We all brought stuff for like, oh, this is, we all did research on before and after Molly and mushrooms, like different drugs, like supplements to take. It was a real fucking square.
Yeah, but that's so boring. So lame.
I know, but it was, but yeah, I was proudest, but I will say, I thought if this was maybe like 3 years ago, Steven would have probably just gone on like a full on like rage depression bender. He was very upset when the podcast didn't work out.
Yeah.
And Megan's like, well, we made you like after work. You just got back from vacation. And I love, we were like, this isn't working. This isn't working. And I'm like, all right, bye. It's like, yeah. Took me too. I'm like, okay, yeah, that sounds yeah. great.
I was really trying to make, yeah. make it work.
And then I took drugs and I came in. And I was like, do you want me to help you clean up the microphones? And he's like, no, please. Like,
well, like, also
get out of my face.
Molly's not the most fun to be a drug to be around sober. Like
no drug is fun to be around.
No,
sober.
That's not true. Yeah. You know what? Like alcohol gets funny after a while. There's like an arc with alcohol where it's like not really fun when it starts, but then it crosses over where people start getting nuts, and then it kind of gets fun. Because then you're
and then
you're
it
like
gets sad,
off.
And then it gets well, real sad.
Yeah, but and then cocaine, everyone talks. Which I'm always around comics that are on cocaine usually. So it's
yeah,
it's fucking. I'm not mad at that because we're doing shit. We're accomplishing things. So the Adderall uppers. I always wind up hanging out with like the cokeheads and like people are like, well, we're getting weird at 6 a.m. What are we fucking getting into? Because you know,
that's
I'm sober, but I love getting weird.
Right.
Yeah.
You're sober, so, but you don't count cocaine. Oh, hold but, on. Wait, listen. I mean, I don't drink.
Yeah, I'm sober. Yeah, I'm on cocaine right now. I'm on Adderall. That is a pharmaceutical. Right. I am prescribed that. It's my medicine.
I have a subscription to that. You have a what?
I have a subscription.
It comes in the mail.
I have a subscription to Adderall and to Time Magazine. Those are my two subscriptions. Yes.
I have subscriptions. It comes, all my drugs get delivered, but I don't drink alcohol, so I'm better than everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a subscription. It's for some fucking ATVs.
Oh, God, I oh got a God. Fever, and the only cure is an ATV.
Anyway, so I have to say, yeah, but Molly, not fun to be around.
Yeah, so this is an interesting thing for
it's
Steven.
Like, have fun dancing, you guys. I'm good.
Yeah, you fucking loser.
Yeah, I was impressed with you because, and I, the first night we got there, I had like a full-blown panic attack the whole way and didn't take a nap and like drank, and then everyone was like, we're going to the dock. And I hit a wall and I was like, nope, I'm tired now. And so the first night I came, hung out, did a good job socializing. And then drank. And then I was like, I'm done. And I just went to sleep. So I was proud about that.
Mm-hmm.
Woke up but I was concerned with how you were going to behave because people were just drinking and like on edibles and just kind of on a low, like low grade fucked up the whole time.
Yeah. Well, and I kind of checked out a little bit the second night because everyone was just trippy. And it, like, you know how when your friends are really amused by like the way lights are reflecting in mirrors yeah. and stuff, and you're like, I'm going to go to bed. I'm good. You guys yeah. aren't even talking about anything interesting. You're not making any life discoveries here. No one's going to die. You're good. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
And I kind of checked out for a couple hours.
I watched Steven watch everybody.
Yeah.
When, as their Molly kicked in and everyone was like, we're going to make a circle out of all
they
of
were building
sticks.
Like a glow stick sculpture and it must have looked amazing to them. But I'm like, this is
mine. Had yeah. also,
you're like, that's a shitty sculpture.
Yeah, like you mine guys, had you not guys, kicked I've seen in. 5-year-olds make more progress than this.
Yeah. Mine had not kicked in and I was tired and I was kind of like, oh, this is fun. But mine just hadn't kicked in. And so I was watching that and I was like, oh God. And I'm like, maybe is mine not going to work? And I had this fear where I was like, oh God, when mine kicks in, am I going to become like a dumb 3-year-old where I'm yeah. just like looking yes. at my hands? I was like, yep. oh, this was not a good decision. And I'm like, maybe I'm like, my body's like overriding this feeling. But I watched Steve and I looked at him and I'm like, maybe he's going to be the person to commit suicide in the woods. I don't know. I thought someone's going to die on this trip. And I thought it was going to be someone on some drug bender. But I was like, ooh, maybe Steven will be the one to die
murder,
this trip.
Murder, suicide, everyone?
Because he'll just
yeah,
be
he's
like,
just like, you're all idiots. I can't let you live.
Yeah.
This is no, for your own good.
I took a little break. I kind of let it go. I checked out for a couple hours and then came back when everyone sobered up a little. No, that was cool.
Did you come back? Oh, I went upstairs.
I came back after you went to bed.
Oh, they were like, we're going out to the dock, and mine hadn't kicked in yet.
It was after they went to the dock.
I went up and I laid down and it kicked in and fucking, I don't have a desire to ever do it again. I thought I was going to die in bed. I thought I was going to die.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I had these weird like realizations. So I had this kind of like a mushroomy. It was like, so it was a good, like a reset button, but I was like, I felt like kind of a bitch on, you know?
Yeah.
But I just laid down and I was like, I'm like, oh, I don't feel anything. And then it was like this and it hit. And I was like, oh my God. And then I started to have all these realizations. It was really like, it was cool. I felt like the experience that people say they have on mushrooms and like basically what you have on acid.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of was the experience that
you
I had
like an awakening moment.
I had this like awakening where it was very strange, but the first 10 minutes and I was like, I was like, oh, this is how I'm going to die. It was a very fun, the whole weekend. And I know we're joking about like
a series of dying moments.
No, it's right. Just like, it's just, I'm just going in between thinking you might either die or accidentally fuck someone.
Like, right. Which is really,
isn't that life? Isn't that just the path of everyone's life? Like, I'm going to die and accidentally fuck someone and then just repeatedly do those two things until I actually die.
Right. You're just bouncing back and forth. And I know we're joking like, oh, we're going to do an episode about survival when we all go to the woods. LOL. But really a couple times I was like, oh no, this could be, we're going to die now. Like,
but we didn't die.
Nobody died. We friggin' did it, guys.
I know.
I survived the desert. You survived the woods.
Yeah. How did you find water in the desert? Did you guys drink the pool water?
Yeah. It was salt water, so that was why no one actually did mushrooms. We all just drank a bunch of salt water and hallucinated.
That was what's a good, God, I need to do that on a more regular, I need to go on a more regular bit.
That was a great example of like, it sounds like Megan does the same thing where it's like simple getaways, not super expensive. You can resource it out with your friends and figure out how to do it on the cheap. Like,
'cause how far is the lake from the city?
It's 3 hours.
Yeah. Joshua Tree is like 2.
Yeah.
From here. So it's like
sometimes
so close.
You just got to get away.
Yeah. And you just go out even for like a night or two.
Yeah.
See if if you have to go to the DMV, just drive out to 29 Palms and then like stay in Palm Springs for a night.
And even if you aren't,
don't stay in 29 Palms. Don't stay in 29 Palms. Definitely go someplace else.
Even if you aren't blessed with a friend with a lake house, the Airbnbs are super cheap.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a really like, it was such a good, it was a really nice reset, but I feel so fucking relaxed, you know, as a you really do like you, cause, and then it makes it easier to come back and deal with all the bullshit that you have to deal with work every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? And same time when we got back into the city, I was happy as fuck. I always feel good coming back to New York.
My entire life is just like, okay, this vacation's over. How long till the next one?
Yeah.
Like, and then just like, okay, I've got this amount of time to get all this stuff done. Like, we're going out of town again in, you know, 6 weeks or whatever. So I have 6 weeks to finish writing this and make this much money and do, you know what I mean? So it's almost like a nice bookend to get myself to get shit done.
Yeah. Well, that's an interesting way.
I get to relax then. So I get to, during this period of time, I'm going to do all this stuff.
Yeah. That's an interesting way to look at it. My parents, I was telling Steven when we were like, in the last day, to the people that were at the lake house, we've been every text or email because obviously like we work together, which is, I'm actually glad that we all went together because then it makes the post-vacation depression a bit easier to deal with.
Mm.
Because yeah, every email we're like, okay, and we're meeting to work on this and to write on this and record this. But then everything ended like, okay, I miss the lake. I miss lake life. Bye. Sad face. Like from all three of us.
Yeah.
I'm also glad like you and I don't do fun things. Like that was, it was a random alignment of a lot of things for us to like,
oh, you think that doing the podcast isn't fun? Okay. You know what?
No, right. I mean, obviously the podcast is like my weekly vacation, but fucking,
oh my God,
you know, but it was fun to be like out in the fucking woods, not thinking about a podcast.
Yeah. Wasn't it fun to be in a lake when I was just
you are a fun lady.
I was
lady.
Just peeing all over your feet and you had no idea. It was not fun for you. Now that you know the truth, now that you know the truth.
You think we're good?
I want to go outside in the sun.
Right now?
Yep.
I think we should go live.
No, we're not. Okay. No. Oh. If we're going to go get vitamin D, we're going to go relax out in the sun. Not everything has to be recorded for entertainment.
I mean, sure.
Steven.
I don't know how long this is going to last.
If you guys don't appreciate the value of content, I get it.
Oh,
the value of content. What makes you think at this point in this podcast, we're going to start to give a shit about the value of content?
Yeah.
Do you know what I will say? And this is going to be this is like a hippy dip. Look, I'll say now that I'm like, I'm going to like stop drinking and stuff, guys. Honestly, doing the Molly, I was like, oh, I don't think I want to put, I was like, I had a couple realizations and then I thought I almost died. And I was like, and I'm going to lay off of the shit for a while. But no, with the vacation thing, that's an interesting, Megan, you have such a good attitude about it. Like they being able to like release, you know, like that's very zen to be like, okay, now we're doing this. And this is just a fun, when I was a kid, I used to cry the last day of vacation. I would be like cry and not leave the hotel room.
Oh, I'm so sad the last day, all the time, every time.
And my parents would be like, well, we have to go back. Because if we don't go back and work and go to school and do these things, then we can't come back on another vacation. And I was like, oh, okay. And when I got back, I was playing with my cat. I was playing with Sebastian with a string. And I was like, oh, sad about vacation. And I'm like playing with my cat. And he was hanging onto the string. He would not take his claw out of it. And I'm like, Sebastian. And then he looked at me like he was mad because he wanted to keep playing. But I'm like, but you're still hanging on the string. And so I go, Sebastian, So, Kitty, you have to let go. You have to let go so you can keep playing. You got to let go so you can keep playing. And then my brain was like, oh, my God, we're changing. We're not doing a comedy podcast anymore. We're going to talk about spirituality. We're going to bring on healers.
Yeah, I'm not going to be a comic anymore. I am a healer. I'm a Kitty spiritual healer, specifically. Oh, my God, you should move out to Joshua Tree. I bet there's only like 4 cat spiritual healers out there.